The Nature Podcast is supported by Nature Plus, a flexible monthly subscription that grants immediate online access to the science journal Nature and over 50 other journals from the Nature portfolio. More information at go.nature.com/plus.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is a podcast extra from Nature. Each week, Nature publishes a science fiction story in its Futures slot. Each month, we read you our favourite. This month's story is Time Flies, written by Carrie Utner, published on September the 3rd, and read by Sharmini Bundell and Jeff Marsh.
Damn, almost had it.
No, you didn't. You were a mile away.
Was not. It was a good one, too. It was tiny.
That's a myth, you know.
I swiped it a medium-sized green one with my baseball cap.
Size doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does, Kat.
Jeremy put his net away and got out a pair of chopsticks. I rolled my eyes.
The small ones are always worth more. Haven't you ever noticed that the big slow ones that are so easy to catch are never worth more than an hour or so?
So, I'm starting to think there are no valuable ones anymore. I think they went extinct or something.
No, they're out there. My friend John caught a 17-year one once.
Yeah. Did you actually see it?
I swiped my foot through the tall grass, trying to stir something up.
No, but I believe him.
17 years, huh? So does John look any different now?
A small iridescent blue one flew by. Jeremy made a flailing jab at it and missed.
No, it got away before he could swallow it.
Well, then he's lying.
I made an attempt at the blue one, but it was already out of my reach.
There's nothing bigger than a year out there anymore. Sometimes I think there's nothing bigger than a week.
If you really think that, then why do you even catch?
Every little helps.
We were quiet for a while. A thick-bodied brown buzzer lifted clumsily out of the grass, and I grabbed it without even using my cap. I flipped it over. 3 hours. Turning my back to Jeremy, I popped the whole thing in my mouth at once. I bit down, and the earthy, metallic taste flooded my tongue. I swallowed and waited, eyes closed, for the sensation I knew would come. I had to concentrate or I'd miss it. A quick burst of energy and warmth passed through me, and then it was gone. I opened my eyes.
You know, my grandfather hated catching. He wouldn't let me do it when he was around. He said we should be happy with the time we're born with.
And where is he now?
He's dead.
I nodded. It was starting to get dark. There'd be more coming soon, but they'd be harder to see.
How long do you think you'll do it?
Do what?
Catch.
Not long. I just want to build up a little more, you know, bank it. Then I'll stop. I mean, I'm not going to do it forever.
Me neither.
I knew it was rude to ask, but I couldn't help myself.
How much do you have? You know, in the bank?
Jeremy examined his shoes.
A good amount. I'm comfortable. Yeah, just one more good catch, and I'll hang up my net.
He smiled at me.
And my chopsticks.
I smiled back. I heard a high-pitched buzzing behind me. I turned around and saw a minuscule flyer heading right for us. I pulled my cap back, but Jeremy was faster. He dropped his chopsticks and clasped his bare hands around it, trapping it inside.
I got it! I actually got it! It's the smallest one I've ever seen!
So look at it already! What is it?
I crossed my arms to keep them from shaking. What if the myth was true after all? Jeremy moved his hands carefully until he had the tiny creature pinned firmly between his fingers. He flipped it over and peered at the underside. For just a moment, his face fell. Then his smile was back. He popped the thing in his mouth, swallowed loudly, and stood still for a long time. I let him have his moment, even though it was killing me to wait. What was it? 10 years? 20? Finally, he let out a deep sigh and looked at me.
How much?
6.
6 years?
He nodded. My arms relaxed a little.
That's a pretty good catch.
He nodded again, smiling slightly.
Yeah.
So, since you're not going to be needing that net...
I held out my hand towards him. A hum filled the air as several large flyers and a few medium-sized ones emerged from the grass. Jeremy shuffled his feet, his fingers gripping the net.
Actually, I think maybe I'll try for just one more.
The Nature Podcast is supported by Nature Plus, a flexible monthly subscription that grants immediate online access to the science journal Nature and over 50 other journals from the Nature portfolio. More information at go.nature.com/plus.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.